Rav, אני לא הבנתי אם רצית.
Rav, I didn't understand if you wanted to.
Yes, we're going to move on to love covers all crimes. Chosen excerpts from the sources. Or is also it's for the Congress number two, right?
Right. So we are in excerpt number two from the collection of excerpts from the sources on the topic of love covers all crimes. We're reading from excerpt number two from Rabash. Article to serve me. Ben Zoma said, the whole world was created only to serve me, and me to serve, and I to serve my master.
Now, I just want to say something in the middle that maybe it seems to us that we're going to the Congress in a way that we want to have a congregation between ourselves rather than humanity. But the final action is in the preliminary thought. So we have to understand what's the final state we have to be drawn to. That's why we connect between ourselves. That's the first state. But our intention is to reach complete adhesion with the Creator. And that's through the entire humanity. So look what this pandemic, this coronavirus, is doing for us. It's opening our eyes to see that the whole world is connected and the whole world is in the same trouble. That's why even though we're only talking about the strengthening of the group of the 10, it's only a means to reach a complete connection all over the world. We have reached already, as Balasuram writes, in many places, we've reached a state that we are required to think about the complete correction. That's why don't let it confuse you when we talk about a 10. A 10 may be our 10. Then we can pass on to broader 10s, but all in all, it's the connection between us. Yes.
So read excerpt number 2 again. Ben Zoma said, all of those were created only to serve me, and I to serve my master. According to how Balasulam explains it, it means that all the faults that a person sees in others, and he believes that they are his, therefore he has what to correct. It follows that the whole world serves him by providing him with his faults. And he does not need to look by himself. Instead, they are doing him a big favor by providing him with his faults.
Yes. Meaning, I actually gladly see that when I connect to people and they have many deficiencies, it's not that I'm happy about them having problems, but I'm happy that I connect them to me and to pass on to them the force of the correction, the force of the fulfillment. That's how they are towards me as well. Because no one can fill himself. It's only, as we say, one can help his friend. And this is how we advance. That's why I was created in order to serve them, and they in order to serve me. And this way we reach the arvut, the general mutual responsibility, where you can reveal the Creator fully. Latin 3.
Good morning, Raf.
Morning.
How can I tune myself to feel that? To feel that the whole world was created for me and everyone's faults are my fault.
Think about it all the time, then you'll see this is how it is. Florida.
Можем ли мы вот нашей работой в объединении, в десятке, как-то повлиять на народы и пробудить в них?
Can we, in the work of our connection in the 10, awaken the world, evoke connection in them?
Of course we can. Actually, you won't be able to do it in any other way. First thing you have to do is actions in your 10, and from your 10 to affect others. This is how we learn it in the wisdom of Kabbalah as well. That if the upper level wants to bestow upon the lower one, what it first does is the exercise in its own level, and by executing that, it also works on the lower level. That's how it is. PT 31.
The deficiency in others. If I see deficiency in others, do I feel it's my, and I feel it's my deficiency? How do I work with it? How do I correct it?
You take the deficiency of others, and in your 10, you try to correct it. And then, because you have corrected it in your height, you pass it on to them. That's how it is every time. You are incorporated in the deficiency of the lower one. You perform an action at your place, your level, meaning perform a zivug between the friends and the Creator. You receive from the Creator a portion for this deficiency, and you take out of it what the lower needs and pass it on.
Well, wait a minute, I want to understand. If I identify in a deficiency that he has some weakness on the path, how do I take this deficiency to me? How do I work with it?
You seemingly do it instead of him. You take his deficiency as if it's yours.
And then what do?
You perform a correction in your place, and then from the correction you have performed, you pass it on to him.
If I feel lack of importance in him, I myself increase the importance to some extent. This means that I do it by taking his deficiency?
Yes, exactly. This is the meaning of one helps his friends. By that, the lower one seemingly helps you to connect to his deficiency, to his lack of importance, and by that you acquire more importance of the Creator. It's not that the lower one gives you work or an opportunity to he gives you an opportunity to grow. Haifa 10. What is Haifa 10? It's a new 10.
Good morning, Rav. It's the point in the heart group in Haifa. That's how we support it.
There's a point in the heart in Haifa as well?
Yes. We're bringing closer to the Creator, yes. So the question is indeed, our desire to come closer starts from any thought or deed that we perform. As we say, the end result is in the preliminary thought, searching for the Creator in order to serve him to them, meaning that we, by coming together, each act that we do.
What's the question?
The question, if indeed in anything we always search for the Creator in our action, and thus we build that template of closeness between us in that desire.
Yes.
It means that all day we search for how do we come closer and closer to the Creator through this principle of the end result is in the preliminary thought.
We may come close to the Creator only through the deficiencies of others, because about yourself, you have to say, I am chafetz chesed, I'm delighted in mercy. Is everyone listening? About myself, I'm saying, I'm delighted in mercy. I need nothing. I don't want anything. I have everything. Bina. Chafetz chesed. Only in order to help others. When the Creator broke the vessel intentionally so that I will have a place to care for others, by that I can resemble the Creator who also cares about all of the created beings. So I would take their deficiencies and I raise them to the Creator. I get strength, force for it, what we call mad, and I pass it on to them only this way. So it turns out that both the lower ones and the Creator, they exist for me. For me, that's what Ben Zoma said, that the whole world was created for me. For me. That's it. Let's hope Haifa will advance properly. Okay.
This is the generation that will continue us.
Okay, Galil West.
Rav, what is true love between friends, which is not imaginary?
Love? When you belong to one body, belong to one system, belong to even one organ. That's what we have. PT6.
I wanted to ask a few questions that came up yesterday from the meetings of the writers. Can I?
Go on.
Yesterday you started talking about this software of concession. First, can you define what concession means?
There's not such a concession here if we are thinking correctly. The fact that I annul my desires compared or as opposed to desires of others, because I understand that in my desires I have to serve others, and that's the only correction I have to perform. There's nothing in my body, in my structure, that by which I have to serve myself. There is no such a thing. In spirituality, it's only in order to help others. Each one helps his friend, only that way. Because the way we're built is one complete special body called Adam HaRishon. And in a corrected manner, there is not a single cell, a single desire or quality in the body that requires its own care for itself. There is no such a thing. Only for the friends, for others. Since the upper light, which is entirely in order to bestow, through the discernments of the root and Aleph and Bet, the first and second, created Bchina Gimel in the will to receive, which all relates to the will to bestow. Then he created Bchina Daled, which is entirely the will to receive, completely disconnected from the intention in order to bestow, and then it even receives in order to receive. It's not in Malchut Ein Sof that there is no receiving in order to receive there truly, as it is in the Klipot, in the shells, but bit by bit that's how it happens. What am I trying to say by that? That all our work is to reach a system where there is no, truly, if we really reveal the truth, there is no intention for itself, for oneself, no thought about himself, no action for himself. The vessel is not built this way. It's only given to us, this matter is given to us in the shell, in the klipa, for us to think that it exists. It's in order for us to make discernments between light and darkness. In order to explain to us what the quality of bestowal, the quality of love means, then by that, out of that, the will to receive, the artificial will to receive has been created. That's how it exists. It's artificial in this world or in the Klipot. That's why we need to think how we can discover the quality of love until we discover the quality of hatred upon which we discover love. But the truth is, hatred doesn't exist and the will to receive doesn't exist. In order to receive, it's all artificial. It's for us to understand who the Creator is. And what love is, what connection is, what is bestowal.
אפשר?
כן.
Can I?
Yes. Keep on going, Dudy.
Okay. So, what is the initial point in concession?
Again?
What is the initial point of concession? What does concession start with?
Concession starts from me entering a group. Where they start respecting what Kabbalists tell us, and that we have to start the spiritual process from us annulling ourselves, annulling myself. That's what I annul. Why? I'm told if you perform such exercises, you'll understand what the upper world is. How opposite it is from our world. That's why it's concealed from our senses. And if you perform such actions, you'll start understanding that there are qualities that are opposite of you. That's how you'll start feeling the upper world.
What do I concede on with respect to the friend? What do I give up on?
The best thing is not to annul myself, but rather annul to the friend, because we don't understand what that means, but the best is for me to try to find how I can help him. Out of trying to help him, I advance. He helps me, I help him. That's how we advance. An element to a friend is already, it's a more complicated action. It may fail me.
How do I help the friend so that it helps me to make a concession on the next stage?
I help him by giving an example. The way I annul myself, how I want to help him, and how I appreciate that he does that to me. And none of us accepts it personally, the way in Israel, meaning in a mundane level. By that, we try to reach the Creator. By that we want to give him contentment. This is why, like two good boys want to help their mother. That's how we do it with each other. By that we help each other.
What does a person not concede?
What he can't. But still, he would want to concede, but he can't. He's incapable. Inside, he still thinks about himself. That's when the upper light comes bit by bit, correcting him.
Is there a difference between making a concession for the friend and making a concession for the Creator?
Actually, there isn't. Only is when it's with respect to a friend, then on the one hand there is a greater confusion and more disturbances. On the one hand. On the other hand, there is still greater support from all the friends, maybe. And in short, it helps us. If we work in a group, we discover many more discernments than with the work with the Creator. There we don't have so many discernments. Here is the group, and the me, and the friend, and the entire humanity. All kinds of changes in the states. That's why it's not for no reason that from the world of Insof, the Kli comes down, shattering after shattering, losing its spirituality. But accordingly, it discovers all kinds of spiritual manners it can build him from below upwards.
If I go down to the kind of earthly level, even popular level, all of the conflicts are on a beastly corporeal level, so how can you cover them with something spiritual?
That's not correct. It's not correct. It's not necessarily true that it's not necessarily that we engage in corporeality here. There is no corporeality. That's how it's clothed in us, but inside this corporeality you have spirituality, it's desires. You have nothing beyond desires. More or less, a good desire, a bad desire, etc. But all you have is desires. All of the matter is desire. That's why I see no problem with dealing with this world seemingly, but basically you see beyond it the spiritual forces. You understand?
Now we're actually talking about the work in the group, work between friends. Then clearly the work here is annulment, rising above myself, connecting above the ego, etc. But yesterday in the conversation we were talking about a concept called concession, that ordinary people need to make concessions, give up on their views, and somehow connect with people who have the opposite views, which they even feel as a threat, let's say with political views, things like that. So what does it mean in your eyes, concession among ordinary people, not us? What does it mean to make a concession?
For ordinary people, the concession is according to their will to receive, that it's worthwhile for me to let go of something small in order to maintain something bigger. That's concession for them. Meaning it's not a concession, it's commerce.
But they feel that they're fighting for something which is huge. It's their life. It's the existence of their state, their country.
Well, if you talk to little kids, they'll tell you even more. I won't let go of my small toy in my hand in any way. Whatever happens, he's going to scream. He's going to lose the whole world. That's how it seems to each and everyone. There is no difference between these something big, tall, smart in this world and a ruler and this small child. It's the same will to receive.
So then, how do you help people be capable of being together? If no one can make any concession to anyone else in anything,
you can't. Only under the condition that corporally you show him that he loses more or gains more. That's how each one wants to pull the other corporeally. Or you start showing him that the world is really demanding a different function. And then it starts understanding. He starts understanding that he has to move on to a different system, which is for the sake of the correction of the world. Yes?
No, Michael. Rav, as I,
yes, Michael.
Rav, so from what I understand about what Chaim asked, I can't make a concession corporeally to another person because I hate him. So maybe instead of making a concession, I have to start to love him. Would that help me?
The fact that you cannot make a concession to him is certainly because you hate him. Because here, hatred is in the level of different views, different opinions. So it doesn't matter. You can say, I won't accept his opinion, or I hate him. And it's the same.
So I'm asking, can I still remain with my view but develop love towards him? Is that even possible?
That's confused. It's like this way it is in our world all the time, that the moment I hate a view of another, I hate him. That's it. The fact that it's still concealed from me, that may be. That's how it is in the family, between relatives, etc.
So what should I make a concession over? Over my hatred towards him or my view?
So I'm telling you, it's the same. It's the same. You cannot love him and at the same time disagree with him. It's impossible. Only under the condition that love covers all transgressions. When you work with the method of Kabbalah already.
So the question is it possible to propose this to an ordinary person? All in all, that's what we want to propose to him, right?
Yeah. What, you're asking me about the world, or are you asking me about the dissemination of the method of correction?
What's happening in the world? It's very clear. The law simply follows the ego. The question is whether the method of correction can clothe in a person. Is it possible to explain it even, or is it according to what?
You may explain this. You may explain it. It's only psychology in the meantime. You can explain it. Yeah. There's no choice. You hate each other to the extent that you are not equal. There's still crimes, still transgressions, and love covers the all crimes means you have to bring the correction. You understand his nature and your nature. And upon these two forms of nature, you want to bring a connection. And this connection can only be by the upper light that comes from a higher degree, connecting you both. And then it turns out that even though you're different, and you cannot change that, you still can cover it with one blanket. But that's in a higher degree than what you yourselves are in.
טוב, חיים חוזרים אליך, כן?
Okay, Chaim, back to you, right?
דודי.
דודי?
חיים שואל.
כן, חיכיתי פשוט לסימן.
Yes, I was just waiting for the red sign. It's still not clear because here we're not talking about an ordering concession. Rather, if I will make a concession, it means that I place myself and my family in an existential danger, danger to our lives. You know, giving up here is like saying, throw me off the cliff. How can people reach something above it, rise above it?
I don't think that's possible. You're correct. What you're asking is, how can he maintain his corporeal level and by that make spiritual concessions? He can't be in the two worlds.
People are not in two worlds, they're in one world. So how can we help them make a concession?
No one will make a concession for the other. That's why this world will deteriorate until it reaches the world war, and nothing will help it if it won't take upon itself the method of correction. The method of correction is when you explain to it how much there is a different level of existence, and we're going to reach it, want it or not. And the upper force is playing with us, and we have no other choice than to take its rule, and that's how we can talk to them.
Okay, this means that they seemingly need to somehow understand that they have to let go of their existence, stop arguing altogether, and connect to something altogether different?
Yes, in a higher degree. And in this higher degree, there is no good and bad. Rather, good and bad connect together. Because specifically in the collision between the two, they help us rise to a higher degree every time. This is why every time, out of the collision in the present state, present level, in order to get rid of it, in order to reach perfection, wholeness, and then the opposite, we have to, rather than get rid of it, we have to accept these forces as forces of ascent. And we are aware and we're thankful for having these collisions and clashes. Because by each one helping as a friend, we can help each other rise every time. That's how we rise. And when we do, it's as if we annul or cancel the collision between us. No. We discover it's going to be even greater, more, but more to the point. That's how we rise. Meaning we have no choice. We have to accept, first of all, that the difference of views of opinions is for in our favor. It's for us. If we use it properly, we can raise ourselves to higher degrees.
When
specifically in the developed people, there are differences in their views. And that's how we'll advance.
Chaim.
Chaim.
Okay, I don't know what to ask beyond that right now. Billy, I want to ask, are we capable of starting to engage in concession in Love Covers All Crimes?
Until you become connected as one man in one heart in the ten, it's a sign that you have an inner argument. It's concealed and you're not discovering it. And it all depends on you.
The question that I'm getting is, if we're not capable of implementing right now, what do we want out of the general public?
It doesn't matter. We're in a bit higher degree than the public. And both us and them have to engage in concessions until the final correction.
But we have a framework, we have conditions. What kind of demand for concession can we present to the general public, to a person who is in his ego?
You should build a framework and conditions for them. They'll enter into you like a lower degree.
This means that until we have such a system of education and intensive connection between us and the public, that there is no such work. For now, it's just psychology, like you said.
Yes, until we feel them inside and they'll feel themselves and us belonging all to one system, it won't happen. But it all depends on us. What depends on us at the moment? Why us?
Depends on us in the sense that we have to feel and accept and see that the whole correction of the world depends on the connection between us and how we are relating to that to the world. What's the question?
The development of the public, the human ability, what does it depend upon?
It depends on how much we want to take care of them. I don't understand. What does the progress of the public depend on? How much we take care of them?
Rav, you said that if the world doesn't feel it yet, it's a sign that we inside us, there's still some concealed separation or something like that?
The hidden separation between us exists at all times until the final correction. That's certain. Otherwise, we'd be in complete adhesion between us and the Creator.
But because of that, we can't bring this message to the public?
We need to make an effort to be more connected to each other, with each other, into each other, all of us together, so that we have some connection between us, through which we will be able to pass on the only force through us, so that we are also similar to that one force, so that it passes on to the public. For that, we have to be connected to the public. So we have a problem, on the one hand, of building our connection with the public, on the other hand, building such connection between us, so that we're similar to the Creator's one force. And then this one force of the Creator, through our desires that are somewhat unified, that will influence the public. That's it. That's all we need to do. And then later on, in each and every degree, on a more specific, accurate manner.
And well, only when we will be able to do that, they'll understand that they have to rise above the quarrel and...
Yes, of course. The moment they begin, even in a subtle manner, to get some influence from us, that influence will inform them on how it works and how it needs to work. Until we do that, and as long as we just want to verbally disseminate to them and write to them, it even repels them.
Thank you.
No, ma nase. Yes, kan kol kach harbe. Mi od lo haya etzleinu.
All right, what are we going to do? There's so many questions. Who didn't ask? We didn't hear Haifa 3.
No. Lo shomim.
Oh, now the sign came up. I wanted to ask if, in order to overcome this connection, all the group together can depict a picture, like an artist, of the desirable state of love, of the connection between us, and upon that ask the Creator to advance us to that picture, this amazing picture, like an artist who puts everything out on a canvas.
Try it, but always actively try it.
Yes, I'm saying to decide together and make this picture. It's like something ahead. We're like reflecting on what we want to come close to.
Yes. Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Shalom, querido Rapo. Una pregunta.
Hello, dear Rav. The question of about Rabash's article, what Bitzuma said. Is it right that you can understand that my will to receive understands that others were created in order to serve me? Meaning that my desire to bestow understands that I need to bestow to others in order to serve the Creator?
That too is correct. They were born to help me do my spiritual work towards them and the Creator. Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab.
Thank you, Rav. A few moments ago, you defined love to belong to one organ. How can you attain that belonging?
Only by the work between us and prayer that the upper light will come and connect us. When the upper light connects us, we become as one, we feel as one, and we feel that we belong to a single organ. Belarus.
Раб, я думаю, что вопрос уместен. В чем разница между тем, что мир создан для меня и...
It seems like the question's in place. What's the difference between the world being created for me and if it's not for myself, then who? It seems very similar all of a sudden.
The world was created for me, meaning for my work, that I will make it be connected to one, and by that, I'll reach adhesion with the Creator. Rehovot.
Thank you, Rav. It seems like many people that I talk to don't understand why specifically now they're expected to do a change. Why not in 3 years or 10 years or 10 years ago?
Let them wait. They can wait. You just need to tell them that our global state is awakening us to correction. And if we wait, we are like that sick patient who doesn't want to take medicine and puts himself in a dangerous state. Tel Aviv 3.
About opinions in the 10. What is justice?
We're not going to go and scrutinize each and every aspect and discernment now of the connection between us and between us and the Creator. You can ask 1,000 questions like that.
Why these are very concrete things that...
Okay, so I'm telling you, besides justice, what is false? What is heroism? What? We're not talking about these discernments. We're talking about our states between us. That's more important to us right now.
But between us, each is right. So you see, there's this hidden force in the ten all the time.
So we now talked for maybe the last hour about what it means to be above every person's personal righteousness. How to overcome that?
But is there a justice that's above all this? Is there a general justice?
General justice is unity, where love covers all crimes.
Okay, a small question about that. Is there a mutuality in concession?
Doesn't have to be. I don't expect the mutuality. I expect an opportunity to make concessions. Mach VG2.
Boker Tovra. Imani Margish Hisaron by Haver, so Basmolo Margish Hisaron. Imani Holalot Hisaron Kazalitikun, the effective Bechlan.
How can I make such a deficiency and raise it for correction?
Well, let's say so. There's many details here, but okay, let's say so. PT
25.
Good morning, Rav. The writers' meeting yesterday was truly a lesson. A little scrutiny is missing from what was there to complete this picture today. Nevertheless, I would like to ask a question that awakened in a friend. He says, I feel my responsibility towards the world and my responsibility for concession in the connection of the ten. What's the responsibility of a ten towards the world?
With respect to the world, the ten is as one, as a single individual. If we don't treat the world as a ten, as a single unit, then it's not a corporeal influence. It's not spiritual influence. It's corporeal. Of course, you can keep spreading articles and all that. That's not a problem. But if you're talking about a ten that wishes to bring the correction of the world, it has to be as a ten, so the light passes through it to a lower degree, which is the world. And in such a way, it will happen.
So for a friend that invests a lot in dissemination, we have many such friends, how can you use this concept to connect in the ten? Because a person wants to disseminate, what does he have to feel towards the ten when he does that? How can he suck those forces of unity, of togetherness, when he does dissemination for the ten? Is there a possibility in our state?
Yes, he has to pray for them.
Jerusalem.
Yesterday we learned that the opinions of each person need to remain. So what exactly do we have to concede?
I don't give up on my opinion so that I become as if I'm empty, as if I don't have opinions. We never give up these things. We only give up the control. That I'm willing to connect above all the opinions in order to.
Who do we move it to, this control?
We are all in control. All of us are, but we just have to understand, in spirituality, there's no such thing that I delete myself or delete the others. It's about how we connect above that, where love covers all crimes. Don't forget this principle, otherwise it's no longer spiritual. It's just corporeality, where you have to eradicate the others in order to maintain your opinion, or delete your own opinion, which is also not good.
Tel Aviv
1. If I, as a ten, as one body, as one person, come to bestow and correct the world, that means that I see the world as not well? Is that not one who negates from his own flaws?
Say it again.
If I, as a 10, operate as a body, like you said just now, to bestow and correct the world, it seems like the subtext is that we're seeing is the world as corrupted. Is there something wrong there? Is that not one who flaws does so in his own flaws?
No. We have to approach the world and see how much we can bring it correction in our participation with it. And our participation could be that the world is above, or we are above the world, or that we're equal.
Meaning it's not necessarily that we're better than the world, but everything needs to be
connected. Let's just say connected. PT 32.
When I give up to a friend, and if a friend, does a friend need to know about this? Do I need to advertise that I conceded?
Yes and no. You perhaps can not advertise it, but you should know that if you give that up, by that you could bring peace in the world.
Even if no one knows that I gave up, then too it brings peace?
No, it's done more. You bring more peace to the world if you advertise it. PT 20.
Вы говорили о том, что когда товарищ не согласен с товарищем, это значит, что он его ненавидит. А можно сказать, что...
You said when a friend doesn't agree with a friend, he hates him. Could we say that the agreement between the friends is the measure of love?
Yes.
Can,
but... And the Creator is revealed when everyone comes to agreement?
Yes, the connection doesn't necessarily have to be that we all agree with each other, but rather, even above the disagreement, are we capable of connecting? That we still need to learn. All right. Michael, what are we doing next?
We can continue to excerpt number 3 in the excerpts of Love Covers All Transgressions.
All right, let's do 3 and then we'll move on to another thing.
Excerpt 3 is from Rabash, the article, Why is the Torah Called Middle Line in the Work? The Ari writes, there is the matter of sarot, hairs which cover the light, so they do not enjoy the light as long as they are unworthy, since they might blemish. The thing is that we must believe that the Creator gave us a desire and yearning to do good deeds. And as long as one is unworthy, he must not feel that the Creator compels him to do good deeds. This is why the Creator hides himself in dresses, and this dressing is called lolishma, meaning that sometimes the Creator hides himself in a clothing of friends.
Again,
excerpt number 3. The Ari writes that there is a matter of se'arot, hairs which cover the light, so they do not enjoy the light as long as they are unworthy, since they might blemish. The thing is that we must believe that the Creator gave us a desire and yearning to do good deeds. And as long as one is unworthy, he must not feel that the Creator compels him to do good deeds. This is why the Creator hides himself in clothings, and these clothings are called lolishma. In other words, sometimes the Creator hides himself, sometimes in a clothing of friends.
Sadna. Ktsara.
Workshop. A short one. How do I discover that the Creator is hiding behind the friends? Give each other advice. How to discover the Creator that hides behind the friends. Go ahead.
I would start by saying that it all depends on our attitude towards every friend when he talks, and to see the Creator hiding behind the friends is to give the friends the importance and greatness that everything that emerges from their mouth is the Creator.
I find the best way through the game. We have to first have to be in the right environment that makes me see it, that awakens me to look for the Creator behind the friend, etc. And but most influential on me is that the friends act out that this is how they see it, that everyone acts out towards the others, that he sees the Creator in the friends, and then I want it too, I look for it too.
Daniel?
No, Zohar in translation, so Daniel.
We need in this acting and in a personal example to show each other how we're awakening each other, how we play with each other. It's the best example we have.
צריך להכין את עצמנו לזה שהבורא עובד עלינו דרך החברים.
We have to prepare ourselves that the Creator is working on us through the friends and recognize His greatness, and that it's all through the friends, that it's all through the friends who bring me to participation, to thinking about spirituality, to the need to pray. It's all what the friends obligate me to do, because I consider that that the Creator works through them.
When each of us engages in giving an example to one another, how I do this, and each makes an effort to give up for the other, not because of the concession, but because by these concessions, I seemingly don't give up to a friend. I'm giving to the Creator who's behind the friend. And then by this, slowly, slowly, probably the listening ear will open up behind every friend. The Creator is trying to talk to me.
Henry.
אני אנסה לרשום לעצמי את זה עכשיו ולהסתכל על זה, לכפות על עצמי להסתכל.
I'll try to write it for me right now and force myself to look at it during the day. Let's see what happens.
כן, כשאנחנו משתדלים להיות ביחס של השפעה אחד לשני, ביחס של דאגה אחד לשני, אז בדרך כלל אנחנו מגלים את הבורא, אולי את האחוריים של הבורא שהם מסתתרים, ואז יש לנו מקום לתפילה.
When we try to see the other side, we see the Creator, we find the posterior of the Creator, and we have to see how He helps us be in the inclination to have concern. Typically, when we read the articles of Rabash, it always mentions the right attitude to this. Shai.
All these resistances, these deficiencies I see in the friend, this gap in connection is my gap from the Creator. When I remind myself that the Creator is inviting me to this connection with Him through the friend, then I can fill up and make up this lack with love.
Turns out that specifically when a person receives this resistance and it seems like there's a friend that doesn't seem to behave according to the path or according to the guidelines that I would expect, it's actually the Creator reminded me to fix my relation towards the friends. David.
We need a prayer. There's no other counsel, just the prayer, because we have to know them, and we know these articles, but this emotional implementation depends on us addressing the upper, which is what this is all meant for.
Yeah,
it's nice to see how we need all of the writings of Rabash in the 10, and you know, gradually you discover that the work is whole. You can't take just a part of it. You can't do without the friends, without the game, without the envy, without arvut. It's like a recipe where, you know, you need all the ingredients and you have to do that all day and until there's really an urgency for the Creator's help and nothing else. Yuli.
שכל הפעולות שאנחנו עושים וכל המאמצים זה אך ורק כדי לגלות את הבורא שעומד מאחורי כל זה, כדי להשתוות אותו בצורה ולגרום לו נחת רוח, ושהמטרה הזאת אף פעם לא...
We have to make sure that this goal doesn't come out of our eyes, that we're always in that state of being contentment. Gershon.
Yeah, and the best advice is to engage in love of friends. There's no better advice than these, then everything is possible. That's possible, to just act it out towards each other. And, you know, do not be calm. And even now in the workshop, it keeps me in this tension that I have to keep the right thoughts. We have to generate this tension all the time, an endless workshop. Henry.
Maybe we also need to understand that this is worthwhile for us, that we want to be connected to the Creator, that the connection we have with the friends won't stop this connection with the Creator.
Oy.
That
basically every moment is an opportunity, and our friends were given to us to unify the connection with Him, so it becomes more stable and clearer.
We're going to move to the next part of the lesson. Before that, we'll sing a song.
Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. Love is around the deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is why. Moment.
when we are together,
together as one.